104.9.
This is Eric Reichards from First Bank Hampton. It's the perfect time to start planning for the upcoming season, and we are here to help you grow. With our range of agricultural loans, you can get the resources you need, whether it's new equipment, seed, or operating capital. Our experienced team understands the challenges you face, and we offer flexible solutions tailored to your operation. Reach out to us today to discuss how we can support your farm this year. Call 641-456-4793 or stop by First Bank Hampton. Let's make this season a successful one with our lenders on your side. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Joining us this afternoon is the newest member of the Hampton Police Department. That is Beau Brass, a 2015 Hampton Dumont graduate. He joined the police force here back in 2025. I actually just recently finished up the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy at Camp Dodge in Johnston back in December, graduated from that. So he's now officially a full member of the Hampton Police Department. Beau, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So, Beau, let's go back to right after you graduated Hampton Dumont back in 2015. You're telling me off air you went to college, but then, like we mentioned last year when we interviewed you during the National Night Out, you went to the Air Force. So kind of tell us about life during that time, I guess.
Yeah, so joined the Air Force after college, and then basic training and my technical training was down in San Antonio. So I spent about 6 months down there. And then after I graduated from my technical training, I ended up getting stationed out in Tucson, Arizona at Davis-Monthan. Spent the last 3.5 years out there. Learned a lot, not only about like the job and then also just like about myself. Made some really good friends out there that I still keep in touch with. And it was an experience. Like I'm glad that I got to go through that. You know, not a lot of people get to experience things like that, so.
I was going to say, going from Iowa to, you said, San Antonio, but then Arizona, the scenery changes too.
Oh, yeah, it's quite the weather change. It's something to get used to, but I definitely enjoyed it. The summers were a bit brutal, with it being triple digits for almost 3, maybe 4 months straight. But the winters were really nice, so that was a plus side.
So can you explain how that experience led you to want to be a police officer? I don't remember what you originally went to UNI for. Maybe it was this, but... Mm-hmm. Obviously, coming back from the Air Force after 4 years to become a police officer, what kind of led you and how did that help train you to become a police officer too, I guess?
Yeah, so when I first went to UNI, I didn't anticipate graduating with a criminology degree. I switched majors quite a few times before I landed on criminology, and I ended up kind of falling in love with it. And then while I was in the Air Force, I was security forces, which is the Air Force version of like military police, because I figured... It wasn't as much law enforcement related as I thought it would be, but it definitely still gave me the experience, like kind of beginning experience in a sense, with law enforcement and just getting used to responding to calls and talking to people and kind of just being able to make decisions under pressure, and which led me to here where I just wanted to continue that because I enjoy being on more of the active side, whereas like sitting at a desk all day doesn't really do me.
I can tell you all about that if you want me to.
But yeah, no, just being able to get out and walk around or, you know, stay on my feet.
And you said, though, making decisions under pressure. I mean, you did that probably in the Air Force, and obviously in this career you have, that really, you know, overlap. So again, we're joined by the newest member of the Hampton Police Department, Beau Brass, joining them back in 25. So now let's get to the 16-week training in Johnston that started in September, graduated in December, as Police Chief Morrison talked about. So kind of give our audience an idea of what happens down there. I know Mace kind of gets involved too, I guess, but kind of tell us what happens there.
Oh, that was a day. But no, so the academy, it just kind of gives you like a baseline of, again, how to respond to calls for service, how to interact with people to kind of get to the root of the problem. It also gives you background on like case law and why certain decisions have to be made based off of like the laws that are already set in place.
Yeah.
Especially going back to like the First Amendment, Second, Third, Fourth, so on. Those really play a factor in everything too. And then, yeah, like you said, the OC spray day, That was pretty rough. I'd been OC sprayed once before in the Air Force, and I don't know what it was, but this time around was significantly worse than when I did it down in Tucson. So I felt that one for 2 days at least.
Once you get mace, it affects you for days, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yep.
You got to learn the hard way of something. Yeah, but
would not recommend.
So talking to an area mayor in Iowa Falls, he's a former police officer himself. He was talking about this training that goes on, and he said back when he was, you know, training to become a police officer, there are dozens and dozens of people down there. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's kind of gone down here last year, at least when you were down there for the 16 weeks anyway?
Yeah, our instructors kind of talked a little bit about how, like, numbers seem to be down over the course of the last couple of classes. So there was two classes going through when I was down there, and each class had, I want to say, about 35 to 38 people. But they were talking, the academy class going through right now has over 100 people combined, so there's about 50 per class. So I don't know if it was just kind of a lull in employment or what was going on with that, but it seems like it's hopefully kind of getting back up there.
And finally, with the training, you kind of mentioned what you all do, and I'm gathering it's mostly hands-on stuff, or is mm-hmm. there some book studying too, I guess?
Yeah, there's a lot of hands-on stuff, which was great because me personally, that's how I learned the best. But there was also a lot of classroom days where we're stuck in the classroom from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and those made for some pretty long days. But there's also, like, we do PT as well, anywhere from just 1 day a week to 3 days a week. So it just kind of depended on how things got scheduled out for us. Yeah.
A lot of stuff in 16 weeks you cover, I gather.
Yeah, it was a busy 16 weeks, but it flew by, so.
Even after getting maced.
Yeah.
Again, we're joined by Bo Brass, the newest member of the Hampton Police Department, as he talks about his time at the 16-week training at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy from early September to late December when he graduated. Obviously, after high school, went to UNI, then obviously off to the Air Force for 4 years, most of that time in Tucson, Arizona. So has done a lot already in his life. And Bo, anything else you'd like to add now that you're the newest member of the Hampton PD?
I mean, just excited to, you know, get out there and kind of get better involved with the community. They're just happy to be back, you know, it's hometown, so it's nice to be able to come back and do something like this.
Hometown kid. There you go. Well, Bo, thanks a lot for stopping by. Yeah. Appreciate you talking with us, and hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Bo Brass, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Teresa Fielding with First Bank Hampton. We have the perfect tool to kick off your New Year's resolutions. Start fresh and reach your financial goals with Insights, the free budgeting tool available exclusively for customers in digital banking. Insights help you track your spending, set budgets, and stay motivated all year long. Take control of your finances. Try First Bank Hampton's digital banking and activate Insights today. Your resolutions deserve support, and we're here to help. Make this your best year yet with Insights. Member FDIC.